News coming through as well today of a serious incident which took place at a barbecue at a residence in Killarney on Saturday evening, where six people, men, women and children, were conveyed to hospital for treatment of injuries sustained during the incident. Some of those we understand to be life-changing injuries as well. With me on the line to talk with this is Cathaoirleach of Killarney MD, Councillor Martin Grady. Martin, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme. Martin, this was a serious incident which took place. It was to do with a fire pit, I understand, and some very serious injuries arising out of it.
That's right, Jerry. Good morning, first of all, to you and your listeners. It was, Jerry, it was six adults and a child, unfortunately, got injured. But I suppose, look, at the start, which I just want to offer my, I suppose, sympathy and concerns, I suppose, for those that were involved in their families, you know.
Yeah.
But it was involving a fire pit, I believe.
Yeah, this was Saturday night around 10:30. The call came in. Now, the Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene at the incident, and the number of, as we've talked about, have been taken. A technical examination of the scene has been conducted as well, and investigations are ongoing. But one or two of these injuries serious, we understand, particularly to the 5-year-old boy.
That's right. So I suppose I was speaking with the family actually this morning.
Right.
As well, and he's in Crumlin at the moment, but certainly got great care by emergency service on scene, by Gardaí Ambulance and Fire Service, and a fantastic job, I must say. But look, it's just, I think really, you look at the message to take home from this is, look, this is really a stark reminder, I suppose, of how devastating and I suppose how unpredictable and the danger that fire can pose, you know, it really can.
Yeah, and in good weather, people get the barbecue out also as the evening draws in. The fire pits are getting more popular as well, outdoor fire pits as well, but you have to just be very, very careful with them.
Oh, absolutely, and look at it. Make sure, look at, I suppose, the right materials are used, the right, and as well, I suppose, because these things are burning in your garden, certainly to have an extinguishing agent nearby, you know, have the garden hose at the ready just in case. Make sure there's a fire extinguisher in the house or a fire blanket. That if something does happen, that you have a backup, and you know, these things can certainly cause great dangers. And I suppose it's very important as well that if they are going low, to don't use any accelerants on them as well. You know, that's a message put out there this morning. But certainly, look, my thoughts are certainly with the family, and I wish all a very speedy recovery for sure.
Yeah, and I know attempts were made to try and limit the injuries as neighbours and family members rushed to assist those injured. So they were putting themselves in harm's way as well to try and support them and those injured taken to hospital. Okay, Martin, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me in the programme about that. That's Councillor Martin Grady there with us on the line, who's been talking to that family, a child in Crumlin Hospital recovering from very serious injuries from that incident at a social gathering in a Killarney estate at the weekend. And two very seriously injured, including a 5-year-old boy, but a number of others, people recovering after being in hospital as well. It's happening in the Loretto Convent area as well. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 0667 123 6 6. And concerning that warning there in relation to for the summertime when people are outdoors with the weather getting warmer, the operation of fire pits, very important to be very conscious of that. And as Martin said, have an extinguisher nearby and be very careful what you're putting on that fire.